Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in studio here today. We're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk about parenting and some of those issues this morning with Elizabeth Toback, who's in with us. She is going to be presenting once again the Price Parenting Seminars. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming by.
You bet. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Now, some folks might be familiar with the Price Seminar Program, and because you had done that for a number of years, and then it kind of went away a little bit for a while, but now you're bringing this back once again.
I am. I've gotten a couple, several people have said, when are you going to do a class in Atlantic? And so I thought, okay, so I reapproached the Cass County Board of Supervisors, and so we're going to put a class together.
And so the supervisors here in Cass County, very supportive?
Very supportive. Really, really supportive.
You bet. Well, you know, parenting is a big thing. It's the biggest thing you're ever going to do in your life.
Yes. And it's interesting because I always say it's the good parents that come to parenting classes because we never know it all. And it's the people out there that, quote, need it or need to have some kind of direction. They don't come to class. And that's really a sad phenomenon.
You know, when we buy items at the store, it usually comes with instruction manuals, but we buy a car, it comes with an instruction manual. We have children, they come with nothing.
They come with nothing.
Except a lot of responsibility, and it takes a lot. It's the Price Parenting Seminar. What does Price stand for?
Positivity, responsibility, influence, consequence, encouragement. It was written and developed in Southern California in 1990.
Mm-hmm. And you've been teaching this for quite a long time. What kind of feedback do you get from folks who have gone through the program?
Oh, people that finish the program, I used to get lots of comments about it really helps. I've had parents come for a second time around. You hear different things each time you're in the class, and there's a lot of discussion, so you're going to hear different things. Well, I had a couple of people that have been in the class more than one time.
Yeah, I'm sure the discussion part of that is probably pretty interesting because, you know, these are two-hour sessions. It's a four-session deal, and they're two-hour sessions apiece. So, gee, what can we talk about over 8 hours? Well, I'm sure the discussion parts are pretty fun because that's when you really kind of get into the nuts and bolts of some of the things maybe that could come up that you really wouldn't think of if you're just presenting a seminar.
Right, right. For example, I had one parent tell us that when her children wouldn't pick up the toys.
Mm-hmm.
She put them in a black bag for a couple of days. And one parent said, oh, wow, that's really a neat idea. So they learned from each other. I'm just there to present.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do the work. They have to talk and share. We learn from what they learn from one another.
Oh, we always learn from each other. And there's really no one right way to be a parent. You know, every child is different, and the circumstances are always different. We have blended families and things nowadays, and that can create some different dynamics and things, too, that have to be dealt with. You're always making adjustments on the fly.
You bet. And it's, for the most part, it's the mothers that come to classes. But if a father shows up, I make him feel very welcome because they do not, as a rule, come. I had one man come to a class. He was the only man, and he sat by his foot, and he soaked up the information, and the Indy said, oh, this was a wonderful class.
Yeah.
So, and when you have blended families, it would be good if both parents can't have the same rules. That's really hard for children when they go here for a week and there for a week. It's just very difficult.
Yeah, it sure can be. Confusing, very confusing.
Yes.
For children. That, because really what children seem to want is consistency.
You bet.
You know, when we think back to when we were children, you know, there's just certain things that we want in life. You know, now when we're adults, we worry about everything, taxes and paychecks and, you know, all these kinds of things, bills that we have to pay and whatever. When you're a child, you worry about the most basic of your needs. You know, you're worried about things like security Am I loved? Do I have a place to go home to? You know, and is there consistency? Do I know what to expect? I mean, children really don't have a lot of massive things that they look for, but they're very important.
Yes, yes. And consistency we talk about a lot,
mm-hmm.
about setting a goal for your child and then being consistent in that goal.
Sure. Elizabeth, can you talk a little bit about the four different sessions? You're going to focus on some different things each time?
The first week is called the Prize Philosophy, and we talk about assertive communication, mm-hmm. or staying balanced, as opposed to being passive or aggressive. And so we talk about that, and parents set goals for themselves,
mm-hmm.
and goals for their children. And we have a really fun role play that we do in session one. Session two is setting limits. And that is basically looking at a problem that you're having in your home, maybe it's morning routine, evening routine, chores, homework. And we talk about different ways of setting that limit.
Mm-hmm.
The third week, we take that limit and we add consequences. And I talk a lot about positive consequences. We always think of consequences as negative.
Right.
But these are positive consequences, mm-hmm. things that you can do to help your child feel good about themselves. And then we talk not as much about negative consequences, and I talk about, you know, taking away a privilege or adding a chore, something very simple. And Lou Dinty, who wrote this program, has said that we want to take the word punishment, put it in a box, and put it away. We don't want to punish. We want to use negative consequences. And then the last week, we review how their week went with setting limits, using the consequences. And then we talk about ways to build self-esteem in our children. And that's very important, I believe. And so we talk about what things can we do right now this week to build self-esteem in our children. And each class session had the handouts, a packet of handouts that go with each of the four sessions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Now, these four sessions are coming up here very rapidly, too. The first session coming up on Saturday, January the 11th, and you'll follow that up with one on January 18th, then on January 25th, and then the final session will be 2 weeks later on February the 8th, and these will be held at the United Church of Christ here in Atlantic, and it'll be from 10 a.m. until noon, a two-hour session late morning, so folks don't have to worry about getting up too early in the morning.
You bet.
Very good. Now, if the goal is for them to attend all four of those sessions, and that's really what you hope for. I guess if they can't, they can't, but you hope that they do.
Yes.
But you've got a little incentive there, too?
Yes. Dale at Paley was very open to the idea of if you attend all four sessions, then Paley will give you a $5 gift card as a kind of incentive to come.
Sure. Is there a cost for folks to participate in these sessions?
No. No, not at all. My business, I Care About Kids, is governed by a board of directors. And when we formed in 1995, we said we did not want parents to have to pay for the seminar or for childcare. So if you need to bring your children, there will be childcare provided, and that too is at no cost.
So no cost for the sessions, and then if you need to bring the kids along, no problem. They'll be taken care of just fine, and no cost for that either.
Right.
Excellent. Well, there's really not a lot of reasons for folks not to attend.
No. No.
Do you get parents that have children of all different ages?
You bet I do.
I mean, it's not just a matter of a new parent. It might be someone who has maybe someone who's just reaching teenage years. We all know how difficult those can be.
Yes, yes.
All right. So very good. So whatever you would like to do. If they'd like to learn more or to sign up, how do they do that?
I really need you to call me on my home number, which is 712-762-3159. And if I'm not at home or can't answer the phone, I ask that you leave your name. And if you need childcare, the name, the ages of your children, that's very important.
Very good. Again, that number is 712-762-3159 if you'd like to know more. And again, those sessions will be held at the United Church of Christ here in Atlantic. They're at 1607 Hazel Street. And the dates, again, are Saturday, January 11th, Saturday, January 18th, Saturday, January 25th, and then Saturday, February 8th for all four of those sessions. So make sure you get that on your list of things to do. Talk it over quickly and make that phone call and see if you can make the home life just a little bit more fun.
Yes.
Very
yes.
good. Well, thanks for coming in, Elizabeth. Appreciate it very much. Good luck to you.
Well, thank you, Jim.